What are you missing if you don't have accountability, support, and focus? We're going to talk about those key ingredients today on the Peter McClellan Show. We start now.
Live from the Twin Cities, it's the Peter McClellan Show. Peter McClellan, CHFC, is the president of the 401k Latte Company. Peter has helped his financial planning clients for more than 20 years with advice about their money, their families, and their life goals. Find out more online at 401klatte.com. Invest in a conversation now. Here's Peter McClellan.
And welcome to the Peter McClellan Show. This is your host, Peter McClellan. I want to first of all say, as always, thank you for listening. It's always a joy for me to meet people who've said, hey, I heard your show, and I liked what I heard about this or that or the guest you had on. It's always good to know people are listening. So keep stopping me when you see me and saying you saw it or you heard it, rather. If you saw it, I'm worried about it because this is a radio show. But anyway, we're talking about accountability and support and focus. And if there's ever been a time in our nation's history, in our economy, when a business-minded person has to have accountability, support, and focus, it's now. And so today we are privileged to be speaking with Tom Maher of Endless Possibilities Coaching. Tom, first of all, welcome to the Peter McClellan Show.
Thank you, Peter. I'm really excited about being here.
Oh, great. It's great to have you.
Cool.
I love the idea of coaching. I love the idea of accountability, support, and focus. And tell me, Tom, what do you see out there these days in terms of what happens to people if they don't have these key elements? They might have some direction. They might have some reasonable level of success.
Yeah.
But yep. What happens if we don't have that, you know, somebody just coming alongside us to help lend support and insight and to hold us accountable to ourselves?
It's easy to actually become very, very small. It's easy not to be our biggest, most dynamic, most powerful selves. It's easy to kind of shrink away from the things that come up in our life. And having that partner, that accountability, someone who's going to really hold you accountable and say, look, remember, this is what we talked about. This is where we want to go. It's easy to hide from that, especially if, and it's easy to start feeling like we're alone. And if you feel like you're alone, then no one knows if you're not doing that. No one knows if you're not stepping up. It's kind of your little secret, and it mm-hmm. can keep you small.
Yeah, no, I would wholeheartedly agree with that. And I'm a big, big fan and believer of goal setting.
Yep.
Because I've seen in my life the thing that Dan Sullivan would call the strategic byproducts, meaning okay. the things that happen along the way when you're focused on, your life is focused, you're looking to attain goals, just wonderful things happening as a byproduct that you can't possibly know when you set that goal.
Right, right.
Like they say, you know, and not to promote or disapprove or approve of NASA, but you know, when Kennedy said, President Kennedy said, we're going to go to the moon by the end of the decade, then he got shot, kind of got cemented in people's minds and in the scientific world. And they went about figuring out how to get a man up to the moon and back.
Yep.
And as a result, the byproducts are things like microtechnology.
Mm-hmm.
Have you used a cell phone recently? It's a cellular technology,
right.
Medical, all the things in medicine. A lot of things came along. People always do the side wisecrack, you know, Tang. Yeah, we got Tang too. So anyway, what will we do without Tang?
Right, right.
But really, in
who
our
knows?
Own
chaos. It'd be chaos without Tang in our world.
That's exactly right. So, but really, in our own lives, I've seen it where I've set goals,
yep.
and things that happen along the way that I never ever anticipated.
Yep.
Sometimes those things can be more rewarding than the attainment of the goal itself.
Oh, definitely, definitely.
You know, so
totally
I'm all about this because I honestly think this is the time that people need to be focused.
Yeah, yep.
I mean,
yep.
I don't know what you're seeing out there in the marketplace, but it's a challenging time.
Yeah, yeah, it definitely is.
What are you seeing out there? I mean, you deal with a number of people and coach a number of people. What are some of the special challenges that we have that we're faced with today as business people?
Well, there's a couple things that I'd like to talk about. There was one woman, and I actually, before I go into that, I'd like to state that with coaching, confidentiality is very important. So whenever I'm talking about, had a consult or consultation with someone, I've asked their permission to use these stories. So I'm not just taking things that people have told me and spitting them out. These are things
wise.
Where I've gotten in writing that it's been approved that I talk about this stuff.
Sure. And if you want to bring one up that you haven't gotten approved, maybe change the name to protect the...
Oh, I'm not going to use any names at all.
So. No, yeah. Okay, good.
I just won't go there, but good. I was talking to a woman and about networking, and she was really struggling with networking, and she wanted to make some changes there. And she was an introvert, and it was, and she had really had introvert attached to her identity. And she kept saying, well, I can't do that because I'm an introvert, and I'm an introvert, so this doesn't work. And she had all these things in her mind that she had attached to introvert, which was kind of her crutch and kind of her her safety net. It's kind of her get-out-of-jail-free card. It kept her from really stepping up. And hearing all this, I kind of started wondering, you know, she knows all the disadvantages of being an introvert. Mm-hmm. I said, what are some of the advantages in a networking situation of being an introvert? And it was like I took a 2x4 and smacked her on the side of the head. I don't think she'd ever heard introvert and advantage in the same sentence. It was just totally new to her. So she had to stop and think for a while and go, wow, I don't think it even registered. She had to go, is there an advantage to being an introvert in a networking situation? And we kept kind of digging and digging, and she started going, yeah, you know what? I can do this very well because I'm an introvert. Introverts are like this, so I can do this very well. So it was just, I didn't really change the introvert part of her at all. I just wanted to kind of shift. I heard that limiting belief that she had, and we just started digging in and started shifting that belief from a belief that really wasn't effective or helping her to one that was actually much more productive for her in those networking situations.
So she found a strength, maybe kind of played to her strengths, even though there's a weakness there. It might be perceived as a weakness. That's good stuff.
Yeah.
So in a nutshell, how did the coaching help in that situation? You were able to maybe show her or, you know, provide insight to her that she didn't have on her own?
Yeah, and that's one thing that I think confuses a lot of people about coaching. It's not as much consulting. So I wasn't really telling her, this is what you need to do. This is how you need to do it.
Right.
It's more asking questions and supporting her as she finds her own answers. Because when you find your own answers, it's something that you can really step into and really be effective with and really feel congruent with, because it's something that's your own. And we really take the perspective of the client is really the expert in their life. So I just work with that. This person knows it. Maybe they just might not be seeing it. So it's how do I ask the questions that help them find their own answers?
Sure. And then they can own it.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. Definitely. Yeah. And it's kind of empowering too.
Well, and I would think the downside would be is you might see it, understand it a little bit, and yet if you choose not to step out and do something with it, I mean, how sad is that? I think that's the masses. A lot of people, unfortunately, don't do what they should be doing along those lines.
Yeah, yeah.
Uncovering that skill set, then playing to their strengths. So. Definitely.